This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A former Billings militia leader and Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch employee admitted last week to sexually abusing and molesting underage girls, in one instance while he was in a supervisory role at a Billings Youth Mental Health Treatment Facility. Timothy Westervelt, 35, pleaded guilty in Yellowstone County District Court to counts of child sex abuse, sexual assault, and tampering with witnesses. Westervelt, the self-proclaimed commander of the now-defunct Yellowstone Militia, had a documented history of fraud and had flaunted bogus claims of being a former law enforcement officer to girls who survived his abuse. Before Yellowstone County District Judge Colette Davies, Westervelt admitted to sexually abusing a 13-year-old girl and molesting a 16-year-old girl. In July 2024, a detective with the Billings Police Department investigated Westervelt after a woman reported that Westervelt had raped her teenage granddaughter. Westervelt first spoke with the girl over the social media app Snapchat. After several weeks, Westervelt started engaging in sexually charged conversations with the teen, encouraging her to send explicit photos while he sent her photos of his penis. The situation escalated to Westervelt sexually abusing the girl in the back seat of his pickup truck. In January 2025, Yellowstone County prosecutors charged Westervelt with rape and child sex abuse with a six-figure warrant filed for his arrest. Westervelt, upon learning of the criminal charges, ran. He made it as far as Livingston, where he holed up inside a local coffee shop. A brief standoff ensued that ended with him surrendering to police. Then, while in custody, Westervelt made a series of calls from jail to a woman to pressure her not to talk to prosecutors or testify against him. In a voicemail, Westervelt said, "When you get called to effing testify, I fully expect you not to effing do that." Prosecutors amended the rape charges against Westervelt, adding an additional felony count of tampering with a witness. Amid the initial investigation of Westervelt raping an underage girl, he was employed as a staff member at Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch on the far west side of Billings. Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch is a long-term inpatient residential and outpatient psychiatric treatment facility for children. With a 98-bed capacity, the facility treats residents aged 10 to 18 and offers day treatment for students kindergarten through the 12th grade. Westervelt worked at the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch for about 2 years. In December 2024, the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office investigated Westervelt for a child sex abuse complaint filed by another staff member at the ranch. Westervelt was placed on administrative leave, but returned to work at the ranch 4 times. In the span of 1 week, as many as 10 staff members became aware of the accusation against Westervelt before anyone contacted Child Protective Services. Yellowstone County prosecutors filed additional charges against Westervelt that he molested 2 girls who were patients at Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch Mental Health Facility. This isn't the only instance of a Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch employee molesting and sexually assaulting girls in care at this Billings Residential Treatment Center. Another former employee was charged with 6 counts of sexually abusing 3 underage girls at the facility. John Whiteside, 26, was charged with sexual assault of 14, 15, and 16-year-old girls and is awaiting trial. Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch now has acquired a property in Gallatin County called the Lighthouse Ranch, which will also be a residential treatment center for local youth experiencing mental health trauma and be operated by YBGR. Concerns expressed by members of the Gallatin County Mental Health Local Advisory Council about sexual assaults of minors by YBGR employees have so far gone unaddressed, other than to say that YBGR has no culpability and these things happen. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.